introduce Minister Carrie Irving Ross, Minister responsible for healthy living, to share some thoughts with us on this subject. Thank you. Minister Ross.
Thank you very much. My thoughts are quite limited. I know about workplace health and safety and that it's really important, injury prevention. But when I was preparing to come here, this is a different crowd than what I'm used to. I'm used to hanging out with healthcare providers. Well, I imagine there's some in the crowd here too, but social service workers and more women. Usually not used to so many men in the room. So I had started my morning story because I have the opportunity to come and talk to lots of people, and I like to share sometimes my experience in the morning. The men in this crowd might not understand it, but the women will appreciate this. What time is it now? About 8:45? I'm on my third pair of pantyhose. Three pairs. I didn't get out of bed till 7:30. So there's a part of me as I was driving here thinking, just go back to bed. Just go back to bed, because it's not a good way to start the day. But I'm going to switch this day around, and I'm going to be optimistic. But I'm proud to be here on behalf of my colleague and friend Nancy Allen, the Minister of Labor and Immigration. You know, we want to thank everyone for coming here today as well. I know that you have busy lives and schedules too, and because you're here, there's stuff back at the office that's going to be waiting for you. But I understand you're going to get credits, so that's always good, that you're going to get credits, and that on the weekend, you can review the audio tapes that Andrew has set up for you. On a Saturday night, you want to know, what did they say about that? You can go to those. But all joking aside, conferences like this are really, really important. I don't need to tell you. You guys are the experts. But we know that our workforce is aging, and I was very, very happy to hear a reference to let's acknowledge the aging workforce's skills and abilities and make sure that they're still safe. I think one of the things that happened to me last summer was there was a Canada Stats report came out, and the reporters kept approaching me and saying, Madam Minister, what are you going to do about all this aging people and the burden that they're going to put on our systems? Well, I was very, very quick to say that, you know what? The resources that they have to share with us are essential. We need to keep working and listening. The experience and the history that they bring to us will help us go in the future. And that's what this conference is about, is let's acknowledge their skills and abilities, but let's also ensure that they're working in a safe workplace, because we know that as you age, things slow down a bit. And how can we adapt that workforce but still treat people with respect? We know the costs of work-related injuries, the cost to the individual, to the families, to the communities, to the workforce. And we need to ensure that we are providing a safe and healthy workplace. We know that these experiences can be very beneficial with the older Manitoban on the workforce to provide that mentorship to the younger workers. So let's make sure that we're doing it in a safe way, preventing injuries. So with those few words, I want to say have a great conference. I hope it sounds like you have a full day planned, but I hope there's lots of opportunity for networking, because I think that's very important too. And as you share experiences from each of your own workforces and workplaces and some of the experiences you've had, some of the successes you've had, some of the challenges, and let's go and make sure that Manitoba continues to provide safe environments in our workforces. Thank you.